Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, petty bitches.
Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria's Secret. And Davina brought goodies today because we listened back to last week's episode and it was a little bit on the echoey side because we're recording from my studio. I feel like we're like Celine and like Barbara Streisand.
I'm not Barbara.
Oh my God. I feel like we're about to go on vocal battles.
We have these little kind of vocal boots, which are kind of hilarious, but we're kind of looking over like peering over like a cruiser in a urinal. It's like, go, please just make sure that this is recording. It is recording.
No, it is. Yeah, it okay. is. It is recording. That was, that's a huge reason why I couldn't pee in a urinal for so long, by the way.
Because cruisers.
Yeah, because in first time going to the George, someone had a good peep over at me. And then I got pee shy for...
They lost their sight like Medusa.
I got pee shy for years. So to overcome that, I had to start counting the tiles on the George wall. So like
oh my
one,
God.
Two, three. It used to sometimes take me up to
just
like 30
the
tiles. Do the ladies have a urinal too?
I'm sure they do in this day and age. Let's
Actually,
be real.
I remember now, I was in the queue for a cubicle once.
Yeah.
And Panty Bliss shamed me. She shamed me. She came in and the queue was out the door for everyone to get into the cubicles.
Yeah.
She came in and she was like, this is ridiculous, gays. What's wrong? We're getting your dick out of the urinal or something.
Of course
like
she
that.
Would say that, wouldn't she? Jamie Slug. Yeah, so here we are. We are
the eve of our holidays.
The eve of BravoCon. Yeah, we are off to New York City. I keep banging into that. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, we're off to BravoCon tomorrow, which is going to be actually amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's my first time to be in America in years, so I'm actually kind of excited.
It is. Actually, the last time you were in America, you were... Evacuate!
Oh my God, was that the last time it was,
yeah,
wasn't it?
You were in Florida and there was a hurricane.
Oh jeez, yeah, hurricane. Like the worst hurricane in history. Like, of course.
I mean, listen, I'm just going to put this out there to our listeners. I'm worried about Hurricane Divine. All I ask is me and Davina come back as the best sisters and that we don't have to wait 7 other episodes to talk about Anthony. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, one of us will come back in pieces. So come here, we're going to BravoCon, obviously, and we know we're big Housewives fans, and I know mm-hmm. some of you out there are now also Housewives fans. But we've been watching for years, so we've been watching like every franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got the scheduling of the whole, like, I was trying to explain to someone the other day. I was like, it's kind of like Comic-Con.
Exactly.
And someone said to me,
what with funner people?
Someone said, you don't even like comics. I'm like, no, but it's not comics. It's like trying to explain what it was with like all Bravo shows. But like, I only really watch The Housewives. Like, and I watch What Happens Live.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really like into like Vanderpump Rules or Shots of Sunset or like I like a little bit of Below Deck, but I'm not really
not into that. Like, I'm just there for the Housewives. There's a bar, so that's exciting.
Yeah, and apparently there's like good food and drink options, and that's all we're going to care about. Let's be real.
And that, like, I've already told Davina, like, she is very good in social situations. I'm a little bit more like shy, so I'm going to be pushing that bitch to the front until we have Luan De Lesseps in a headlock.
Yeah, we need to get
selfie.
Luan. But also, I was looking, like, the schedule is so jam packed. act, like from like so early in the morning.
Yeah.
Like this is proper, like they are not playing. Yeah. It's like 10 a.m. Like I kind of got the fear when I was going, I hope our jet lag wakes us up real early. Just, you know, that feeling.
We'll be fine. Listen, we'll be absolutely fine. We'll be waking up dead excited to meet them all. I'm going as a Christmas ornament. I have not seen what Davina's wearing.
No. And I just, because it actually just arrived in the post, because I was like, what am I going to wear? And then the postman came and I was like, oh, wear this.
In my mind, you're going to be wearing something that is from like a reunion.
Yeah, okay. Well, it kind of will be a reunion because I'm actually going to try and get onto a Housewives show.
Oh my God.
But actually, speaking of Housewives and Bravo and Hey You,
yeah,
we just had the Hey You Awards.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't there, so I was living vicariously through your WhatsApp text messages, which were coming fast and furious, by the way.
Were they?
Yes, they were.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a little bit of scoop on that. So full disclosure.
Go on.
So I was very kind of hungover on Thursday or Friday, and I was going, oh my God, I can't believe. And I had all plans to be fab and do it. I was just like, right, I need to just get ready and just get there. Because
can I add to this?
Yeah.
I had text Pixie and Stephen, and they were like, we haven't heard from Davina yet. And was about like maybe 5:30, 6:00. And they were like, what's going on?
But you know, when I'm getting in the zone, I don't like to be communicated. I don't like communicating with anybody. So, but then actually what I did do was Stephen Dowden was coming in your place and he texts me saying, are you alive? I was supposed to meet him at 5:30 and I texted him at 6:00 and I said, oh my God, Stephen, I just woke up. And Pixie said the blood drained from his face because he was all like looking real like suave, ready to go. And she's like, what? And he goes, Davina's only after waking up. And I said, just kidding. So yeah, I can't. Yeah, it was actually a really, really fun event. Now I have to, you know, I'm a really good drunk and I'm like, I don't really get drunk, but I think I was very tired. So I could find myself getting real giddy. This was only like really early. And I was like, kind of just starting to say crazy things to some influencers and stuff. And I was kind of, and I think they were like, who the fuck is this? This is some mad fucking one. So I was,
you should be like, I'm the talent bitch.
Oh my God. I kept saying, I thought people were supposed to dress up at this.
Why were they not all
super dressed up? Gorgeous.
Oh, you're just winding them up.
I was just winding up, and everyone's like, going like, oh, she's bitch. Like,
okay, let's do a counter. Did anyone ask you, who did you make up?
No, some people say, oh my God, I love your makeup. You know, they're like, not who did your makeup. I love your makeup. I wish I could get my makeup like that, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay. Did anyone comment on how tall you are?
No, actually.
Oh, this was a lovely party then.
No, I have to say, it was really, really good fun. It was a really good bunch of people because some of those awards can be kind of stuffy and this didn't feel stuffy at all. It was really fun. So well done to like Vicky and the crew for actually getting that. It was fun event. Great mix of people. Mm-hmm. And it was all people that are kind of social butterflies.
Yeah.
So there was none of the bit stuck up, you know, that kind of way. It was really fun.
That's cool. Cause sometimes things can like, that can be stuffy and like not crack.
No, people
but when
were
you text me and you're like, the cocktails are flying.
Yeah,
the banter's really happening.
And the food was great and it was fav.
I had FOMO. You didn't eat the food. Let's be real. The reason I asked that was cause like, it's not making my runner list, but like, I am sick of people saying, wow, you're so tall. Like,
oh,
bitch.
Well,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, I always just
say, I have 10 fingers too.
A woman said to me the other day, actually, quite a high up, like, I was at a corporate event there a while ago, and quite high up person in the organization said, oh my God, how are you so tall? And I said, now this woman was like, in her 50s. Mm. How are you so tall? And I said, it's called high heels, love. I said, and it's called eating lots of veg as a child. Right? So she kind of stopped with then. Mm. Then she said, oh my God, is that your arse? And I said, yeah. And she goes, oh. And I said, why is that yours? And then I went,
and well, she what just, does she mean?
I don't know, but I was just like, I don't care. It's like, it didn't make a difference, but it's like, you know, just like people think they have a license to say mad shit to you. It's like, okay, I know I'm dressed like fucking mad clown or whatever, but it's like, if that was a man saying that to a woman,
there'd be
fucking uproar. Yeah. And it's just, it's like, I don't care, you could say anything to me. I just thought that was funny. I get a laugh at that. But some people wouldn't.
Yeah, some people wouldn't. And also, again, give someone a complex as well. Like, yeah. That kind of way. But
I'm hoping I gave her away. I just think, I'm like, but I always find it very strange because sometimes in these corporate gigs, the high up people are the worst.
Yeah.
They're like, they just have no, like filter, the kind of way. And I think it's because I did another gig a couple of years ago and it was for a really big company and the CEO was beyond homophobic, like racist. It was so bad. Jesus. I actually called him out on the mic. I can't remember what I said, but I had to say something because he was just a dickhead.
Yeah.
And it was clearly like that everyone else thought he was a dickhead, but they couldn't say he was. But I just find that it's always like the higher ups because everyone else at these corporate events are always trying to be nice because the boss is there, but the boss is being an asshole. It's bizarre. Like, I find it very strange.
That is bizarre. And also, do you know what, though? Sometimes those people are just surrounded by yes people.
Yeah.
So no one's actually calling out.
But think about even the time that we did those virtual things. We did some, like, you know, big virtual gigs and we were pulled away and it was always the kind of high up people who would, like, say weird shit to you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Even before we were about to go on and just, they can be the worst.
Yeah.
But yeah. But anyway, back to the Stellar Awards. It was fab, great night, really good fun.
We didn't win.
Well, we didn't win. I knew we weren't going to win. But it was really nice to be nominated. And it was like all those podcasts, like some of them really like chart and do really well. So it was great to be in the likes of like the Zara Kings. And
when are we having Zara King on?
She's so nice.
She's so nice.
And she's like, kind of like the mammy between like Richard Chambers and your man Gavin Riley. Like she's like, we're kind of having a good laugh at it. She's really, really sweet.
What a funny crossover that would be.
I know. So you know what funny. I mean? Yeah.
Let's put that out in the world.
She would definitely do it. She was so nice.
And do the guys kind of fancy Richard Chambers or did I make that up?
No, they do.
Because I don't know what he looks like.
They do. I've only seen him in real life once.
Is he a dish?
Yeah, he's handsome, but...
Oh, he's not your dish then, I can hear that in your voice. But he's handsome.
Yeah, he is handsome. Yeah. And they all seem, like, really... And I love that they just have this weird little, like, news gang. Uh-huh. Like, bit like Anchorman vibe. I love it.
He looks nothing like anyone that would be on Love Island, is what I'm taking from that.
Yeah, like, that's not necessarily a bad thing. But also, so we didn't win our category, but then they were given a prize for best dressed.
Yes.
And...
Yeah. Were you up for it? Or did they say who the top people are?
They get everyone to vote for... They're like, look around the room and see. You know everyone who's here, vote for who you think is the best dressed. So I said everyone at this table, I was like, you vote for me, I have a video pixie. I made her, she had no pen, I made her write in lipstick. Davina Devine, I wrote Davina Devine. And then Alan Hughes came over and he was like, we vote for you over at our table and da da da. So I knew there was a bit of a buzz.
Okay.
So I was like, right, okay. I was like, I have a good feeling about this. Because there was a big spotlight behind our table.
And that was just your selfie light on your phone.
Oh my God, yeah, well, I'll come back to that. And the mirror that was behind, the light that was behind us kept shining off my dress when I stood up, so I would like light the room up every time I stood up, so I kept standing up and down
on purpose
because I knew it was like a disco ball. So then she says, okay, so we're going to give away the prize for best dressed. Mm-hmm. And she said, I just want to say, Davina Devine, you look absolutely fabulous. And I said, oh my God, I was like, because it was like a cruise for like $5,000 or something.
Shut up.
Yeah,
we would have been gorgeous.
I know. So I said, I was like, oh my, and she goes, but the winner is Pamela. It was like the Pamela who used to be
Miss Ireland.
She was former Miss Ireland. She's and sweet. I was like, fuck.
You're fuming. Okay, Pamela, if you're listening, Davina wants to be your plus one.
In fairness, she looked gorgeous. She looked really nice, but I should have won.
Come here. I was in Malta, but I couldn't go with you. And we spoke about Malta already, so I don't want to get into that. Mm. But I have a Ryanair hack for anyone that's listening. Oh. So I paid my priority for my cabin bag and the lot. But you know, sometimes you get your bag up there and they still want it out and under the seat in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm a tall bitch. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping that leg room. This is a 4-hour flight. So this... cabin crew comes along. She was so moany looking.
Yeah.
She was like, whose bag is this? Whose bag is this? I was like, mine. I was ready for her as well. This has to go in front of you, under the seat in front of you. And I was like, well, there's a very expensive wig in that and it can't get crushed. So no, it can't.
Yeah.
And she looked at me And she knew she couldn't say a fucking thing. Yeah. And do you know what was in it? Nothing. So if anyone would like to keep their bag up in the overhead cabin.
Threaten them that you're a cross-dresser.
Threaten them that you're a cross-dresser. Tell them, and just say something weird is up there. It's and so they will just leave it to you.
Do you remember when me and Dolly went to Australia and they searched our bags? They literally were like, is there anything in this bag that shouldn't be? And I was like, yes. Wet wigs. I was like, I didn't get a chance to dry them before I left. And your woman's face was dropped. And she was like, she opened the bag and I said, told you. They were just sitting on top.
I'm like, did you put wet? Like, were they humans?
No, they were like, I just washed them before I went. They were 4 miles away. And I was like, oh, fuck, I'll just dry them when I get there.
Yeah.
So they were like, kind of just a bit damp, whatever. Like, it's not like they'd stink because they're not real hair.
Yeah.
But I was like, damp wigs.
You're pretty much the only, I was going to say the only girl on the go who's really styling hair in Dublin, but Chanel does hair as well, and so does Alicia. But like, you'd think more of us do hair. My wrists are like, they're not that time consuming. Just can't.
Very time consuming. Like I just do certain things. There's certain things that I would like to know how to do, but I also just like a certain style of hair.
But you know the wrist action for the back combing.
Yeah,
you actually can do that.
Yeah,
I look insane. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's like it's practice as well. It's like the more you do it, the better you get. Also, did you watch Hocus Pocus 2?
I did.
And?
Okay, so firstly, I asked for everyone's opinions on it, and some of the reactions were fucking gas. Like someone said, oh, I watched it. It was okay. I'll never watch it again.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like that myself. I enjoyed it. The start of it, so good. The middle of it.
I thought the kid playing her was actually brilliant.
Brilliant.
Really good.
And the backstory, I actually think I would have watched a whole movie
of just that.
Yeah. But instead, the ending was tragic. Like,
yeah,
middle was fine.
I thought they just tried to redo the actual movie in modern times with like a modern flavor and trying to be a little bit more woke, you know, the kind of way. And that every time I sense that wokeness, I'm like, oh God, it's just because it feels forced. It doesn't feel natural.
Yeah.
It's when things do it naturally that you just don't think that, but it's like when they're purposely like trying to make a statement, it's a bit like, oh God, because it doesn't feel real.
It doesn't. I think where they went wrong is the people that have been asking for this movie for 30 years are our age group.
Yeah.
And they made it still really for like
the
young
new age,
people.
Yeah.
And actually that's where we're kind of lost.
They should have made it, because I was even thinking about you.
She was good.
I know.
I miss my sisters bringing them back.
Yeah.
No.
And
give me youth.
Yeah.
Give me youth. I'll get rid of you for youth. No problem. I swear to God, Kerry Hanafee, whatever you get, I'll sell Davina. No problem.
There's so many kind of cringy bits that I thought. But like when I think back to the original, and there was like, you know, some of the humor and everything was just like really funny. Like, remember like the guy who was dressed as Satan and they thought like that he was master, and they were like, oh, the little woman.
Oh,
and, do you remember? And she was like, he has a little woman. Like, those are the jokes that were just really silly and funny. That was all missing. There was no humor. There was no kind of like dry. It was all very like basic.
And a little safe as well.
Too safe.
I didn't care that, you know, some of the stories didn't like make sense. Like they didn't know what a lotion was, but then they knew what a selfie was. Don't care about that.
Yeah.
That's fine. Because the selfie moment was fucking funny when they started to like pose and pout. But like, honestly, it had so much potential. But do you know what it didn't feel like it had? Mm-hmm. Where was the budget? It didn't really feel like it had the big budget.
No, well, see, because it was streaming, it was still done quite well considering what they had. Mm. But I'd say like the budget was definitely, and it didn't warrant a cinema release, I don't think. It didn't. Yeah, people were saying it should have got cinema, but it shouldn't. I did enjoy it though.
Yeah.
It's easy to watch. But I wouldn't be watching it again.
I saw a tweet that made me chuckle, because obviously it was being released and drag queens all over the world were doing like cosplay of the characters. Yeah. And you're very this person as well. The Vivian tweeted basically shaming all these people for doing like these bad looky likeys.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you with a theme, do you know what I mean? And I was like looking at pictures left and right and going, I wonder who she's talking about.
Oh my God.
Because you know she saw one particular photo and was like,
oh yeah, she said. And I saw she's going on to Dance with the Stars.
Yes.
Or Dancing on Ice. Dance on Ice.
Yeah, now I don't know if the Viv is a dancer, so do you have to be a dancer to be able to ice skate?
No, it's more about the actual skate and just kind of movement. Like Gemma Collins was on Dance on Ice.
Fair.
Like,
would you do it?
I actually can really go on ice skates. Well, yeah, I would do that. That's probably one. But also, I wouldn't do because I feel like a lot of people don't watch that show.
I don't think they watch it either. No. Like, even if somebody huge is on it.
Years ago, I used to love it. Like, I remember when Suzanne Shaw was on it.
Pam
was on it. She was crap, though.
I watched her episodes only and then I tuned out straight away.
You get to do the headbanger.
Yes.
It's just spin you upside down. I do that all the time.
I was about to say.
Yeah, so that, like, I loved Dance on Ice.
Yeah, I did
when
too.
Jason Gardner was on it and he was a real vile queen. Mm-hmm. And he always used to attack the other kind of real meek judge. Yeah. Like, that's what I loved. And now they're like, oh, he's a bully. But I'm like, it was good TV.
It was good TV. And also, you know, once the camera stopped, like, they weren't really hating on each other like that.
And like, and then we're like, oh, you know, it's just TV or whatever. So yeah. So I think she'll do well. But I saw a comment, somebody said, well, that's me, I won't be watching, I'll be turning off. And she just commented, said, I'm sure the rating figures will be devastated with your loss. Best of luck, love. Don't let the door hit you or something. And she got loads of likes. It was so funny. Yeah, yeah. Just the response was actually gas.
She wouldn't give a fuck. Like, no. She called it as it is. Good for her. I like that, to be honest.
Some fucking old troll just like giving her grief, like just being a hater. Like,
and it's just another version of homophobia. That's all it is. Oh, I won't be watching because there's a drag queen on.
Yeah,
like,
right.
This whole thing of like.
And you know, she's probably only got 4 channels, so she will be watching. Let's be real. She definitely has got cable. She's probably still like working off her aerial out over the side of her window.
It's so funny. Like, if the likes of, say, her or Bag of Chips, neither of them are coming out and being like, I'm so sexy. I'm so like, I'm pushing sex on you. They're not at all. No. Like, Bagger couldn't be more covered up, but then they get this, like, Bagger does the McCain Chips advert and all of a sudden they're polluting children's minds. Are you for real?
Tell you this now, the one thing that actually does rot me about like our modern day culture is like actually just drag queens having to be around kids or like work with kids in any capacity.
Yeah.
Because I do feel a bit Winifred Sanderson. I'm like, kill the kids. I'm like, I got no interest in being around children, no interest in working with children, no interest in doing anything, working around children. Hate them. Like, actually just little brats. Leave them be. Straight people have them for a reason. Uh-huh. Let them deal with the shit. Uh-huh. I'm over here being fabulous, living a fabulous life, child free. Yeah. Like, literally, like, it's like the golden ticket.
Oh my God, too funny. I have to show you this because you might actually enjoy this for the wrong reasons. I went to Kilkenny with my family at the weekend and we put my nephew on the slide. Did you see the video?
I saw it. I commented.
See how fast he went down?
I said, well done, push that child faster. I saw
his face halfway down the slide nearly.
See, if I had been there, the glasses would have been flying off. He need contact after
him. Come here, I was attacked on the way in today.
Again, you're always getting attacked. You're a victim.
I'm a victim. No, like, it is spooky season and I used to love conkers, but my street that my apartment's on has full of conker trees. I got loafed by 2 conkers at the exact same time.
Out of the tree.
On the head. Oh, I was like,
but you're practically hitting the branches now, in fairness. Like, it's like James and the giant peach walking up the street.
You're one of those, are you? Oh, very tall, aren't you? You're one of those people.
How'd you get so tall? You better be wearing flats in Bravo, Connor. I want to look like, or you better be wearing big heels so I look real small.
No, I am. I'm wearing those big white, those baby doll ones over there. Yeah, I think so, because they look real comfy for today. Round toe. Like, girl, like I've already said this to Davina. Davina is a goer, like, and I don't want to be moaning Myrtle in the corner. So I have really gone with the idea of comfort, then I'll be a happy bunny.
If she will. Have to keep her hydrated because you can see the face starting to droop. I know when the face, it's like someone having a stroke. And then when the face goes and the mouth turns from like north to south, it's time to go.
The witching hour. Coolio. Can you believe we recorded that episode literally mere hours before he passed away? And we were talking about loads of people must be going, I know. What did you do?
It was like a premonition kind of, wasn't it? Very sad. And he actually was really nice.
Yeah.
And also what I love is that he was really supportive of like Irish artists and like especially Irish rappers and stuff like that. Like, he was actually kind of invested for some reason, I don't know why, particularly about Ireland, but he seemed to be give, like, I remember I saw a clip of, he was on like Open House back in, remember, like, this is like, God,
it's so random.
It was in that Reeling in the Weird, you know, that Instagram page.
Yeah.
And he was on, I think it was, God, like, must have been around like the late 90s or maybe early 90s, and he was like on Open House, watched like by old people, the pensioners during the day, hosted by Marty Whelan and Mary Kennedy. Gosh. And he's there rapping and he's like Irish rappers in the back. And so I don't know what his affiliation is with Ireland, but I think it's kind of, he was kind of nice.
Yeah, I mean, you said he was really nice when he was in the George, yeah. So.
Loved his sex on the beach.
did he actually? Yeah,
that was his drink. He literally drank sex on the beach all night.
Oh my God, did you take him down the North Strand?
No. also, one thing I wanted to talk about was that movie Bros. Have you seen that?
No. Is it up on any Dodgy Boxes?
No, I haven't looked. But apparently Bros is like this kind of, it's the first LGBT kind of, what would you say? It's basically kind of like a gay-based, like homosexual lead kind of comedy that's out, and it's in the States, and it's got like a massive budget. I think the budget was like $22 million. And then the first two leads, it was like a rom-com but with gays, and it's the first one kind of its kind, and apparently it's really funny and really good, but apparently it's not done well at all at the box office, and that it's, I think in its first week it did like 4 million, and the budget was 22, so that's not a lot. So the guy who produced it was basically online going, it's all your fault, you straight people, why don't you go and support this, you know, we support all your movies, and did it. He was so annoyed because I think this was such a big thing. So I don't know, like, because on I personally, I'm not like, it wouldn't make me want to go see, I'm not a big movie person anyway, but it wouldn't make me go see because it's representation. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? That wouldn't be a draw for me. I would watch it regardless, but it wouldn't be a draw for me. So, but I do feel like there is a bit of a, do you think there is a bit of a thing there where it's like,
I mean, it depends, right? I bet you that it does okay in like New York and LA.
Yeah, but like, that's not going to cut it across the country. Yeah,
America in the middle, they're a very different kettle of fish. Do you know what I mean? America's like some huge, big ass piece of rock that like so many different types of people. There's so many people that would actually boycott that and would actually stand outside and shame people for going in. I will go and see it. You know me, bitch. I go and see it in the movies.
You might go see it in America.
Oh, actually, that'd be cute.
We'll add to the box office.
Oh. Here's my $10.
Do you know what I did see though?
It looks funny though.
Yeah, we'll see, because there's always time to kill, I think, at the end of a trip to New York. So there's always a little cinema trip or a trip to Madame Tussauds. That's always a good one, isn't
Brittany.
It? Brittany. I did see Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares documentary.
Okay, I've watched it. Really tell me good. Everything.
So it's just about, like, there's a lot of stuff. I didn't really, you know, I was only a kid when she was kind of coming up, so I wasn't really knowledgeable about her kind of career or about how it kind of started for her. Or she's such an amazing talent as is.
Yeah.
And she was so far ahead of her time. She did things like that. I remember her being demonized as a kid. She was like, but when you look back on it now, she was so ahead of her time, and she was so right in everything
in
that she
message,
said.
In her message, what she so was saying.
In her message, in her fashion, in her just up yours, kind of like just doing what she wants. She was just, it's so good. And it's not a sad watch at all. It's actually very inspirational.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to see it, do watch it, because it's, you just learn so much kind of about her past. It's not about kind of the troubles that she's been going through like lately in her life. It's about her career and kind of just mad stuff that went down, and just about how, especially in America, how they kind of reacted.
Treated her.
Yeah.
I was wondering if she's getting any money from it. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, no, she was heavily involved. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
No, so she's, but the one thing that is kind of interesting, the way they did it, like, so Prince wouldn't give permission to have Nothing Compares to You in it.
So it's not there at all. So what, Prince's dad?
So yeah, his estate wouldn't give permission.
Yeah.
So they actually did this weird remix of it where it's just her singing certain notes, and it's incredible. It sounds so haunting and so, it actually sounds so better than just hearing that song over and over. But they showed the video they had, like, so it's really well done, really well made. So yeah.
Also, why are Prince's estate absolutely, like,
I'm not a Prince fan ever.
Me neither.
I just didn't.
He wrote good music.
He just seemed like an absolute arsehole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just didn't like. Like, wasn't a fan.
Oh, Davina's not. She arrives in with these sound boots and keeps her fucking phone on. Oh yeah.
Sorry about that, guys.
Is it a picture? Is it a text?
You want to see?
Why is Dolly sending you dick pics?
Oh my god, wrong number. Yeah, so that's it. So I'd recommend that. Anyway, that's all I gotta say.
I was obviously in Limerick at the weekend, and I was running late for the train, so I had to go in full drag into Limerick train station, get on the train in Limerick, and you know train stations have just the biggest mix of people. So there was a mix of like young people being like, oh, that's cute, you know, we're fine. Old people, some of them were horrified.
I would be horrified.
Sure. You have been everywhere on this island.
I would, if I had a choice, I wouldn't be sitting on a train or a bus.
Oh, I didn't want to be.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to be in a tracksuit. I don't mind having a face on, like, whatever.
You
That's
drive.
Fine.
Why are we not in a car?
Because I don't have a car anymore.
Rent a car.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
Yeah, open the ports to the back. She's like, oh no, I have a disability pass for the train. I'll use that.
But the best part was packed train to Dublin, not an empty seat. No, I know.
That's why it's Sunday, of course. Yeah, they're probably coming up for the All Ireland or something.
Nobody would sit beside me. So I had to sit beside me the whole way back because I had full set of nails.
I bet you some people would.
I mean, if the lights went down low, maybe they would. But like,
I bet you if you wore a wig, people would sit beside you. See, they're like, you were given like serious Sinead O'Connor vibes. Sinead O'Connor in the 90s.
I was thrilled that I put my bag in the seat after a while, being like, oh, my seat too.
Actually, I was in a taxi the other day and I got into this cab and, you know, I was kind of running late and I had a big bag of drag, but it was like a big shopping bag, but it was like a nice bag. It wasn't a carry all. It was like a soft canvas bag.
Okay.
And I just put it on the seat and he goes, will you put that on the ground? And I was like, oh, okay. Like, it was just like, but it was just clothes. Like, there was nothing. And it wasn't knocking his mark to see. It was like a soft bag. Yeah. So I just put it down on the ground. And then I looked and I realized, I was like, oh, fuck, I know the taxi man. He lives around the corner. He's a fucking arsehole.
So he just wanted to get you?
He was, yeah. So I was just like, oh, and you know, when you're just like, get me out of this taxi. Mm-hmm. He used to live across the road from me when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And he was like, he actually cheated on his wife and had a secret family.
Okay.
And he went to prison. Okay. All his scandal. So he was a real bad one.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, you'll find all about that and more on our Patreon episode, because I am coming back to that story in a minute. Anyway, speaking of Patreon, let's do a shout out. We have a couple of new patrons in. Shout out to Emma Louise. We have a mystery person.
Emma Louise Horner?
I don't know. It's just as Emma Louise. I get it now. We have somebody called B, letter B. They really want to be secretive. And another one, hi Sean, whoever you are as well.
Hi Sean.
If you want even more Petty Little Things, you can go over to pettylittlethings.com. Sorry. Oh.
Also, Keith's a listener. And Keith actually came up to me in the George a couple of weeks ago and he said that he was listening to the episode we were talking about when I was talking about the Queen and my granny, and he was like, he felt like the same, that he had that same reaction with his granny. So, yeah, hi Keith.
Is he a Patreon?
Yeah.
You don't know?
He is.
Oh, he is? Okay, that's fine. We're only allowed to talk about Patreons.
I didn't ask him that. Sorry, are you a Patreon?
Just kidding. If you want even more content, go over to patreon.com/paylittlethingspod. In the meantime, let's do an update. Did Marty Morrissey...
No, he didn't. He didn't respond.
Did he block you?
No, he didn't block me. He just didn't respond. He didn't even see it.
He saw it.
Well, it would come up seeing, wouldn't it?
I'd say he tweaked his nipples looking at your pictures and all.
Oh, he just texted me.
You're lying. No,
he
didn't.
Let me just check if he did. Right, so you ready for yours?
Who? Yeah. Marty Party. I want to party with Marty. Okay. No, I'm opening up my Instagram. Okay.
So.
Do you already know who you're going to ask me to?
I just I just came into my head there.
The worst thing about this was, because I went first, Davina's had a whole 2 weeks to think about who. So, right, who am I looking for?
So we're going
to
get Greg O'Shea.
No, I did a gig with
exactly.
him.
So Victoria did a photo shoot recently with Greg O'Shea. So I was like, okay, here we go. This is my chance.
Oh, no.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'll do it. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, hey, God.
Greg. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm going to die. How are you? Okay, hey, Greg, how are you?
Remember me from the shoot?
No!
I was the really tall one.
I was the really tall one. I want to die.
Anyway. Okay.
Anyway.
My friend Davina.
My friend Davina
is really into you.
Is really into you. Should I do your ass?
No, my friend Davina is really into you, but I told him you be more into me.
I told her, that you'd be more into me.
True or false?
Oh, you're
Did you send it?
Yeah, my fucking hands are sweating.
I'm actually sweating for you.
I'm sweating. I hate you.
Oh my God, I hope he replies and I hope he says, oh my God, now what's our at? Oh my God, also,
just, the episode.
Just a little bit of juice here before. So actually speaking of Wetzers, so 2 weeks ago, it was a week ago at Bingo, all the cast of Kin.
Everyone knows.
I love the show Kin. It's on AMC. Did you Wake
and
Dead?
And not just for the good writing. You love it for like the good cinematography
the
too.
The cinematography. The cast of fab. It's like Aidan Gillen, Maria Doyle Kennedy, Emma Scanlon. Like they are all gorgeous and so talented. But they all came. I was literally fanny fluttering all over the place. I was like, oh my God. And I was like, my mouth was dry, hands were sweating. I was like, oh my God. Then after, I was like, we have to meet them. They were all getting ready to leave. I said, I nearly bounced over that balcony. I was like, get them up here now. So you'll probably see on my Instagram, but Charlie Cox is like Daredevil from Marvel. So nice.
I've never seen that film. Is that good?
No, it's a TV show.
Oh, is it good?
It's not my thing, but like,
but you watch it because he's in it?
Yeah, he's really popular.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
They were all so nice and so sexy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was just another fanny flutter moment of the week. A fanny flutteration.
Okay, we'll be back right after this.
Kind of. So guys, Petty Little Things is brought to you this month by Bailey's.
Davina, it's October. You know I love a witch's cackle. Halloween's only around the corner and it wouldn't be Halloween without some delicious treats.
Oh girl, you know I love a treat. I broke into Bailey's last night just to get into the spirit of things. I went full autumn and I was dipping cinnamon buns into my Bailey's. Absolutely deliciously divine, darling.
Bailey's is ideal over ice, in cocktails, or even over some ice cream.
Or just over a petty catch up with friends.
Get the facts. Be drinkaware. Visit drinkaware.ie.
So we're back. And of course, yesterday was International Coming Out Day. It wasn't national. It was international, darling. International Coming Out Day, which is always a kind of weird time. And over the years, I feel very different about this kind of holiday. Okay. Not that it's a holiday, but like, do you know,
where's my annual leave day? Like, come on.
Yeah, no, I feel nowadays, I don't know, the need to kind of come out doesn't feel as kind of immediate as it did in the past. Mm-hmm. Like, remember before it was all like, come out, wherever you are.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now it just feels like my attitude to it is a bit like, you don't have to actually kind of come out. Like, once you can actually accept what you have going on yourself.
Yeah.
I just have a very different outlook on it as opposed to when I did when I first came out.
Well, once you're happy as well. I mean, it's different because there's so many different types of coming out. Obviously, you know.
And also, I feel it's like, it's very easy to label somebody something. And I feel like we shouldn't be living in a world of labels now because I feel like it's not very practical.
Yeah, no, I get that. But then on the flip side, there's people that really do have to come out who are like struggling with their gender identity or like, you know, just like,
living
a lie.
That's the rainbow is so vast.
It's miserable. Yeah. Like, I get you. The label, like, thing, I mean, lots of people probably don't feel the need to put a label on it. But then that also really annoys people. Like, you know, people are rotted by Harry Styles not really
He's not part of the LGBT rainbow. I just don't think that. I just don't think that is genuine. I just think that's marketing vibe. I really do
he
think
feels
that.
It.
I also don't care. That's the whole point. Like, I don't care if, like, what you want to be, or like, I just, once you're being true to yourself, yeah.
And an ally, once you're being an ally, yeah, as well, absolutely, at the same time.
Like, and I just, I don't know, it's my attitude has changed to all that so much in the years, and it's like, because I think life has just changed, culture has changed. Mm-hmm. And you know what, I've never, I'm always surprised, constantly surprised about people, always constantly surprise me.
Yeah.
So that kind of way.
Yeah.
Like, I literally was having a conversation with someone recently, and I know them for a long time, and they, I kind of understood them, like, because I, mm-hmm. How do I say this without giving too much information? Everyone is on their own personal journey, mm-hmm. and I feel like, if you are happy with what you are and who you are and what you're doing in your life, then, and you don't want to necessarily tell people, or, but you're complete with that in yourself, yeah. then I think that's okay. Do you know what I mean? It's only for if it's causing you misery, or mm-hmm. it's causing you to not really live your life properly, then maybe it needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
For your own mental health.
Or if it's making you disconnect from.
Yeah.
Your family yeah. and friends, because you're, you know, maybe avoiding having that conversation. Yeah. That's because something to think about too.
I think as well, what happens there is you let other people's opinions on how you should live your life or how you should be dictate your life.
Yeah.
And that's when I think it gets really dangerous, because then, you know, people, you know, can go very dark very quick, and mm-hmm. people can feel very isolated, and that's when it's dangerous. So I think having a conversation and talking about it, and also because I feel like in the gay community in particular as well, I feel like there's a lot of people that, if, say for example, if somebody has a dalliance with somebody, they instantly be like, want to label that person, that's gay, that's this. Yeah. That still happens.
Yeah.
And I don't see things like that.
No.
I see things like, if you're having sex with a man and a woman and doing this, and like, they're sex acts.
Yeah.
In my eyes, they're sex acts. It's like, everything is about intention, and each person is different. Mm-hmm. You can't just say, like, it's an act. Do you know that kind of way? Because yeah. I think being gay is a certain way. It's not like, to be blunt, sucking a dick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And also, people are afraid of labels as well. So yeah. the more we pigeonhole people into boxes, mm-hmm. maybe the more, like,
people need to definitely open their mind a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I mean that across the board. Mm-hmm. Because we're all comfortable in our own little box, because at the end of the day, we're all stars of our own movie.
Yeah.
And we all think that this is how, but there's such a big spectrum out there, and it's like, It also doesn't define you.
No.
You can also be this one minute and that, like, it doesn't define you for your whole life. Mm-hmm. Things change. People's yeah. attitudes change. People's minds change. Like, it's a big spectrum, is all
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah. And as well, everyone do it at their own pace. There yeah. is no hurry to do it. You know, like, you do it when you feel like you're ready.
If you ever need to do it. And it's like, each case is completely different. Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel, like, whereas before, I feel like there was this pressure on people to come out, and it's like, you had to. And I understand that people put pressure on, and it mm-hmm. is good for people in the media and stuff to come out and do stuff like that. But if it's in the right tone and context.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. And also, to remind everyone, we are definitely no experts. Everyone's on their own little journey.
This is just opinion based.
Like, yeah, we get messages though. Like, I'm sure you get messages, yeah, yeah. people asking for advice on what they should do. I always just steer them towards like Outhouse or the Gay Switchboard yeah. or Belong To, because those people actually,
you know, we're not qualified to tell people how to do it. And it's important to remember that everybody has their own journey. Mm. And also, it's nobody's right to take that away from you. It's mm-hmm. nobody's right to out you or to blackmail you or to hold that over you. So if that is happening, that's not okay.
No.
Which happens, and I've heard of that happening a lot.
Yeah.
It's like, so
still happening.
Still happening.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. isn't there rumors that Dan Wooden allegedly like has tried to blackmail some people into coming out as well?
God, no, like, I'm sure, like, the papers have been doing that for years, so it's like, you know,
gross.
The papers have been doing it for years. But sure, listen, there's so many stories. But we're focusing on the fun and kind of gas. Because yeah. like at the end of the day, these kind of situations as well, you can build yourself up to be like literally be a big ball of stress and anxiety when, as I said, you're the star of your own movie. Sometimes they're like, the supporting cast is like, I get over it.
Yeah.
So there is this kind of, I don't know,
I think because my mum's been on the podcast, I've pretty much spoken about my coming out, except really when it comes to my dad. And I now look back at coming out to my dad in a funnier way, in a more lighthearted way, because like he was in a very serious accident a very long time ago, and definitely like his brain was affected through that. So in fact, I had to come out to him more than once because he forgot. And by the way, both of them, because you know, I was.
Did he react the same both times?
Yeah,
did he actually did. That's kind of that. He actually at least did. True to himself.
Yeah, like he definitely has had a journey with that thing, but like all is good. But at the time, like me, I was in the middle of like, you know, like being a moody 20 something year old, like going, well, I'm gay. Like very EastEnders.
I am gay.
Do you know what I mean? Very EastEnders. So I kind of almost think that like at the time, I don't know if I thought it was funny, but now I'm like, oh, I mean, it's my authentic experience because that's my experience with my dad.
And I think as well, like, you know, we came out a long time ago. So it's like, I think we can kind of look back on it and like even in my madness, I can look back on it and kind of see the kind of funny elements of it.
Yeah.
And the drama. I kind of love the dramatic story of mine coming out, but I it's not really funny, I suppose. But I can also.
Now you're able to.
Now I can. But at the time, it was like traumatizing.
When you told me, like, I can't remember the first holiday we went to Gran Canaria. We were sitting beside at the side of the pool. And like, we weren't even having a drink, but Jesus, I needed a drink by the end of it. Like, that, you telling that story now versus you telling that story back then is different even now.
Oh, yeah. It was like, it was so dramatic.
You were still very hurt by that at the time.
Yeah, I was like literally traumatized. That's like something that like affects your whole way of living. Like it's it's funny when I look back now because it was proper EastEnders stuff. Proper, like literally you came straight out of the pages. It's very Get Celebs, Get Real Life, Get Closer, isn't it?
But I
love hearing other people's stories and some people do have kind of funny stories about how they come out. So we got some sent in. So
we did.
Should we have a little like a little listen?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm probably not going to mention names.
I don't think we need to mention names.
But okay, so my first one is 12 years ago, I was sent to the local cool priest in a county up north, let's say. He had no issue with the homosexuality and the homosexuals themselves. So my parents have been 100% sound ever since. They just needed reassurance that I wouldn't burn in eternal hell and be destined for a life of pain, misery, and suffering, which, to be honest, actually sounds kind of kinky. But firstly, props to the priest.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because a modern priest.
A modern priest. But also, how wild that your parents just needed the Catholic priest to go. Yeah, that's all right. That's grand.
Like, and it's kind of things like that. It's even after watching the Sinead O'Connor documentary, it's like the Catholic Church in Ireland just like, ugh, just makes me like looking for approval from any organization is just like makes me go, ugh.
Yeah.
Like for approval from anyone, like it makes me very icky. However,
but we were brainwashed.
Like, I know. Well, we weren't. I don't think we were.
Well, I don't know. Like, we all were fighting to get who's going to play what role in the Easter play. Do you know what I mean? Which was a religious play. Like,
well.
Were you not?
Well, I didn't give a shit.
Were you Little Mary?
No, I wasn't Little Mary, no.
You tall Mary?
No, I was actually very short. I was only 4 foot. Do you remember though, actually on Eating with the Enemy? There was a priest on from Ballyferrin, and he's really accepting of LGBT people in Ballyferrin, and he wanted to fly the pride flag over at the church at Pride, and there was a big hullabaloo last Pride. Yeah, it was murder. And he's a really progressive priest, and apparently he's like loved by the community.
Yeah,
but the church were not having it, and that's like, so that's a fucking shit show.
That's wild. I'd love to meet that that priest. Like, I'm not religious, but I also feel
I'm not religious.
Oh my god, love you, Madonna, if you're listening. Love you. Also, Lorraine Kelly called Madonna a boiled egg, looking like a boiled egg.
Well,
Lorraine, you mind your own business.
Is she wrong?
I don't care what Madonna looks like. She's rocking 22 inches of beautiful red hair at the moment, and I'm into it. I would love to meet that priest because I don't think I'm religious. However, I do have some sort of faith, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like our grandparents like are not here, but
do you believe if you see a feather,
No, no, not that. But like, I feel like I'd like to think they're at least watching our first world, okay, whatever it is. Their spirit.
I would like to think that, but I don't think they are. That's okay. What I'm going to say. Yeah. I'm like, yes, I wish, but no, I just don't. Like, if I've been real, no, I don't think there's anyone watching out for anyone, not even fucking CCTV around this city. Let's be real.
I did a show on O'Connell Street years ago for Christmas because they were trying to stop vigilante activities.
And you increased
the... I increased it. So it was an outdoor show, and this priest stopped and watched the whole show and came up to me afterwards saying, oh, I really enjoyed it.
And at the end of the day, they're just human, and it's like some of them are just like they go into that because they're good people. Do you know what I mean? And it's just a lot of boiled eggs, because you boiled eggs. A lot of bad apples spoil it, you know. So okay, so I have one here. I'm not going to say from who, obviously.
A mystery.
It didn't fit into the question answer box, so here he goes. When I came out to my mom and dad, I was working evenings. I was slightly scared, so I went to bed early. He was working evenings, the dad.
Okay.
He came in and just went, just because you're gay now doesn't mean that you don't have to clean your room. Remedy for Freddie Mercury in I Want to Break Free. He had a Hoover and all.
Oh, that's good. That's like, that dad has like shade skills. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
That's where's
the
good.
Like the, a rattlesnake noise, like, in the
best
background.
Response I could have hoped for.
Oh, I love that.
And he said, he laughed after that and said that I've known him for years, and he used to call him Pat. And he said that was his nickname for him, and his name's not Pat. Like, he's called him Pat. So the dad is a shady bitch.
Shady
petty bitch. Yeah, that's cute though.
Okay, next one I have. I was 22 and I was trying on clothes I bought for a festival in front of my mom and my sisters. Already suspiciously fruity thing to do.
True.
One of them said, that shirt is lovely. I didn't think you'd wear it. It's a bit gay. And I said, well, I'm going out to my boyfriend in it. And their jaws dropped. What is it about the way we were, like, lots of us will come out in that similar way of like, well,
I think it's the kind of, it's a kind of weird repression that it's like people just want to kind of go, it is that kind of like, oh, because it's, you've been holding it in for so long. So I think sometimes it does come out like that, but I can understand it. But still, there's a few of them. Gas. Okay, here we go. So I got one in saying, I never officially came out, but years ago, my mom asked me if I like sausage or bacon to try and work it out.
I'm trying to think what the bacon reference is though.
Well, it was a lady.
Okay.
It was a lady sending it. So she's like, if you like sausage or bacon.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So, like, I get it.
Okay, I have. I tried to come out by playing I Kissed a Girl on full volume, hoping my parents would take a hint, but they didn't. So when me and my partner got together, I just sent them both a screenshot of my relationship status on Facebook.
Oh my God. Very dramatic. It's a very,
that's
like
a mic drop moment.
Very. I got one here from Andy. I'll just say Andy's name. He said, my nanny has dementia, so he constantly has to come out to her.
Oh.
So that's kind of sad.
I can relate, Andy.
But I wonder, like, again, I would ask the question, does she remember? Does she react the same each time?
Yeah.
Do you know, actually,
that's a very hard thing to deal with.
And I'm not really breaking confidentiality here, but a friend of mine worked with a lot of elderly people, and as they got to a certain age, some of the like men in the facility would go and get into bed with other patients.
Oh wow.
And they would have dementia or whatever, and then the family would come in and say, what's daddy doing, you know, get daddy out of that bed. But daddy kept going in for so you know the way they say sometimes when you get like the real you comes out, and also of course sometimes they are, it is actually, but but they say that like when you repress something so much that then when you know, because the people go back in time, so there was a little bit of that going on. So I was, so we always would just have a little like with that. He always thought it was very funny that they'd be like, why is daddy in bed with that man?
Daddy's there for a good time. Don't knock daddy. Daddy's dealing with a lot. Daddy. A little bit of stress relief.
Okay. Stressful situation.
Yeah. Okay, I have another one. Told mum we needed to talk. Mum cried thinking I got a girl pregnant.
Oh my God.
And my reply was, I would be the one pregnant.
Tell me that's a boy.
It is. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Okay, this is very dramatic. I added my family into a messenger group chat and then just said, I'm gay, then just left the group.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
That's good.
It's good. It's just, it's so blunt.
Yeah. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm gay. See you later. Bye. And then actually, at least they probably did have a few messages. And by the time they saw each other, it was all like,
oh, this is a good one, actually.
Go on.
So I won't say names because he said, my fella would kill me, but, which I love.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
that means someone's taking a risk.
Yes.
And I love a risk taker. Yeah. My fella would kill me, but he got found out because he left gay porn on the family PC.
Oh. I wanna
Whose
know,
is this?
I want to know what type of porn as well. Like
gay porn.
Yeah, but like what type? You know, what was his,
oh,
you know,
yeah, what was the kink?
Was it like feet with the fellas or was it like
feet with the fellas? I remember I was seeing this guy years ago and he was previously married.
Oh, Brendan, yeah. I just made up a name.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't Irish. He was from Ireland. And he told me that he had this crazy life where he was like, he traveled, lived all around the world and he was living in Germany at the time, and his wife caught him on the computer basically watching porn, and that's how he came out to his wife. He basically was like, this is who I've always been and blah blah blah. But it was like so dramatic. I was
because
she walked down the middle of the night and he was like whacking away to porn.
Yeah,
and I say that happens a lot.
Yeah I mean, that's after making me think of the
Irish. That was porn I was in.
It's also after making me think of the Irish dancing scandal, that all those messages that I read. But that's, I'll tell you more about that in the Patreon episode.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I have a voice note. Will I play a voice note?
Yes, do it.
Okay. I mean, this is from Lavender. I'm sure she won't mind because you know, you're going to recognize her voice anyway. So.
Hey, girls. So, yeah, I think it was the year I was doing my leaving cert. So I would have been about 17. And like my parents knew, they fully knew, but it was like the unsaid thing. But yeah, it was also the year that Amazon Prime came to Ireland. So as a budding homosexual, I discovered that on Amazon you could order adult toys of the homosexual variety. So I said, okay, yeah, let's try one of these. So buying my first sex toy, a lovely big butt plug, nice big black one, because of course that's what you go for. So, I'm studying for my leaving cert. I'm in my family home in this, like, in the attic, have like this triangular room, which like we used for study. So I'm studying there. Amazon package arrives. I go down, get it, all good. Bring it back up to the study room and opened it, just have a look. And Grant didn't even think of it. I went back to my fucking maths thing. So it was what, like, had a table full of books, full of leaving sort of stuff. So I didn't even think about it, you know, stupidly didn't even think about it. My mom comes up later that evening with like a cup of tea and some snacks for me, some studying late. And we're just talking about like the usual stuff. And then she looks around and she goes, is that a butt plug? And when I tell you, my heart dropped. It was one of those, I forgot to put it away. I wasn't thinking. And yeah, so after that was my coming out. You know, there was no like, we didn't speak about it after that. It was like, ah, okay, that was it. So a very awkward way of coming out.
Oh my God.
We haven't got to the stage of laughing about it yet, but
we have.
Yeah, fun.
That is hilarious. Do you know what? There's so many questions there because it's like, A, she knew what it was. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, dirty bitch.
Yeah. Steve, I'm gonna email that to you. Yes, I want to know, Lavender, though, would you recommend that book?
What rating did you give that?
Did you leave a rating on Amazon? Do you ever look at the reviews on some sort of products and just like see, oh my God, I love. Apparently on Amazon, I was listening to Meatball's podcast and she said that there's certain like male underwear or male products and like
the people wear them.
Yeah, but then they just have their dicks out the pictures.
I've seen some of them before. I've seen like they're kind of funny. So that's all our kind of funny little gas coming out moments. And just remember that if you are struggling or if you are feeling any kind of which way, that take your time. You know, it's all at your own pace. Mm-hmm. And you know, you do you, babe.
You do you, and don't let anyone tell you have to do it at any pace.
Exactly.
Or at all if you don't want to.
So we'll be back after this with our Rodders of the Week. And we're back, and we are back, and it is time for
Petty Little Things.
Okay, so we're back and it's time for Rotters of the Week, our favourite time. And I know you've been particularly rotted this week. You see, the first thing she said to me today when I arrived was, I have loads of rotters, so if you need any rotters, I have extra ones. And I said, oh, okay, I'm good for the rotters. So if you'd like to spill the beans, because clearly she's literally salivating here, like literally mm-hmm. the bile coming out of her mouth.
Yeah, okay.
There's bile coming out of your mouth, Andrea.
Oh, should I call an ambulance? First rotter. People that speak in a baby voice all the fucking time.
But and a fake baby voice?
Oh, it's not real.
Okay.
It's not real. Okay. Like, we've heard them speak normally many times. Okay. But then, you know, I want to explain something to you, so I'm going to speak like...
Why do you think people do that?
In their mind, they think they're disengaging you.
Yeah, I think they're disarming you, so you're not going to attack.
So disarming, yeah.
So that they can manipulate the situation. That's absolutely what I think.
But I mean, anyone with their wits about them knows straight away what you're up to. It also,
but it must work on some people on a subconscious level. I think particularly more if a woman is doing that to a man, it can be very, especially in a work situation.
Yeah,
it can be very because nobody wants to kind of bark at somebody that's like, you know. But if it's just to manipulate situation, I bark and then bite. So.
Yeah, I just think people respond better to direct and...
Well, we know somebody who we worked with for many years who used to do that. She would talk constantly in a fucking baby voice and everyone fucking hated her.
Oh.
So she was a wagon. And everybody knew it.
Yeah.
And it would go she would flip out of it.
I actually thought of three people at the same time and I just remembered.
And
which
she would
one.
Flip out of it and then so it was so fake. And it was by the end of it, we actually used to just like take the piss out of her.
Yeah.
Because she thought that she was being like clever, more clever than she was.
Yeah, like well, I don't get
so
it.
So obnoxious.
It's almost like they're thinking, oh, well, this person's thick. They're not going to get this.
I think that they're so clever and it's actually like, you're just a fucking rotten human being trying to like, it's like a kind of bullying.
Yeah, but it doesn't even land nicely on the ear. You know, when you can hear it, you're like, shut up. Okay, what's your first rotter?
My first one is actually, I've had a bit of a fucking mare the last couple of weeks. So basically, I've had to, basically, long story short, without kind of going into it, I had to get this wig styled.
Okay.
And I gave it to somebody to style. And it was actually just for when I was going to Malta. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't done in time because they had the family issue, whatever. So they couldn't get it done. I said, listen, this is totally fine. Take your time. If you have a family issue, that comes first. No pressure. I went to Malta, had other hair, whatever. Came back and I left it maybe like 10 days after. So by this stage, the person had the wig for like, oh my God, like we'd say 3 weeks.
Okay.
Maybe 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm. What did you want done with the wig?
I just wanted it coloured.
Okay.
Just to be coloured. It was like a blonde wig, just to be coloured. Very simple. Nothing strenuous. It would have taken maximum 2 hours.
Yeah.
So next thing I said, any chance that wig is done? No response. Then I waited, the weekend passed and I realised that the message had been seen the week before.
Oh.
But no response.
Okay.
So I said, okay, so I start texting because I realized, I had the number, so I started texting. No response.
Ooh.
Then I called, the phone is constantly off. Now in this day and age, who doesn't have a phone?
Yeah.
Phone is constantly off.
Yeah.
So then I went to Facebook, I DM'd Facebook, no response. So then I emailed their friends saying, I'm trying to get in touch with this person. What's going on here? Couldn't get in touch. So then one of the friends said, good luck getting in touch with that person.
Ooh.
So if your friends are saying, good luck getting in touch with that person, that's a bit of a red flag. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
So then I ended up having to go to the person's house to try and get it back. Couldn't get it back. No, this was going on and on and on. And then eventually I said, I need
Why
this.
Why am I on the edge of my seat?
It's just ridiculous. Yeah, like I just really, really annoyed me. Then it went to, I needed it for the Stellar Awards. I said, listen, I just need that done for the Stellar Awards. Stellar Awards came, went. No response, no nothing.
Okay.
Then I got a message the week after saying, I'm so sorry I didn't get a chance to do that. I've been so busy, da-da-da, which is totally fine. Just fucking tell me.
Yeah.
Just be, like, actually communicate with me. I'm like, I'm not so precious where I can't wait. But this year, give me the runaround, and I hate being given the runaround or being made feel like a fucking fool when I've been so accommodating and so nice.
Totally.
Then I was like, I'll meet you and give it back. I said, I haven't got a minute this weekend, but I'll pick it up on Monday. I said, but I'm going to America and I need it for BravoCon.
Okay.
Monday came and went. Tuesday came and went. Wednesday came and went. Thursday came and went. Friday came and went. I waited an extra week and I just said, I'd lost it then. I said, this is fucking ridiculous. I want my fucking property back. I need it back. Yeah. So eventually then I had to call to that person's house. After 6 weeks, I got the wig back and wig was just totally not done. Now, what someone should have done in that case is they should have done the wig and said, I'm so sorry for the inconvenience.
Yeah, totally.
Because now I'm really fucking pissed off.
Yeah.
And that is like, it's just someone that's so unreliable, mm-hmm. giving you the runaround mm-hmm. with your property.
Yeah.
Is my official rotter of the week. Okay, I'm like, I'm very annoyed.
Yeah.
Like, and then kind of like, I don't feel even bad like about that person. It's more just about the situation. I'm just like, I'm not going to let anyone make me take me for a mug. And it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
You don't treat people like that. Do you know what I mean?
No, no.
It's very fucking annoying.
Yeah, you're dead right. That is not
very
cool.
Annoying.
I mean, thankfully you are swimming in wigs, but.
Yeah, but it's not the point. It's like, if you're
just
asking
just communicate.
Someone, yeah. And simple. If you say, I can't do it, I have no time. Yeah. That's fine. Don't like hang, and then hang on to your property where you're literally, can I just get my stuff back?
Yeah. What do you think was really going on there though?
I have no idea, and it's not my place to even speculate. I don't care what was going on there.
Yeah.
What I do care about is giving me the runaround.
Mm-hmm.
That annoys me. Mm-hmm. That's when I come into play, when I'm like, don't fucking do that to me.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's my number one rotter of the
week.
Okay, fair. Actually, it's my rotter the last 6 weeks really, because I've been rotted for that long. I'm holding this in because I feel like it's like, and I could get more juicy on it, but I won't.
Okay, my next rotter is Irish fellas that are wannabe McGregors.
Oh, like, my
wannabe
God.
Wannabe McGregors.
Oh, like, my God. One of my favorites. My favorite rotters, I mean. It's okay. Like, it's very, very annoying.
I don't get it.
I get it because I'm not, like, a lot of straight lads of that age are just real fucking dopes. They're just dopes, and they act like, and that makes them seem even more fucking dopey.
Like, they want to walk, talk, and look like him.
Also, why would you want to fucking act like him? He's a fucking mad joke.
I just don't get
it. Like, he's literally a bully. And like arrogant, and it's not someone that you would aspire to be like. Uh-huh, do you know what I mean? Fair enough, he's done well like in the fight, and I give him that, like, good for him. But as a person, like, come on, come on, as Kim Woodburn would say.
I just don't get what the fascination
is. Do you
not
think though as well that all those young fellas, it's like they're trying to be like influencer types as well. And they like, they fucking, you know, eating chips and doing stupid stuff like that. It's like, what is, like, what? And also, I'm like, who's watching this?
Yeah.
That's the question I have. It's like, who are the dopes watching this?
Yeah. So, and as well, are they, you know, the way, because there's a big trend where people are dropping serious money on clothes at the moment.
Yeah.
Is that real clothes, or are they going on to DHgate? And
oh, I'd say it's a bit of both. I say there's loads of people selling stuff on the sly, and I've heard of that stuff, and then they're passing it off as real stuff. There's no way, like, some of them definitely, like, they love going into Brown Thomas and they're just walking out with the bag. Do you know that kind of way?
Because, like, we work non-stop, and I'm not going in there dropping like fucking grand on the
jumper.
And
if they are the revenue you want to be watching, like, come on. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, literally, like, I just don't think I just don't think it's real. I think it's all, people want to kind of put out this vibe of the life they're living, and that's what's kind of sad about it, because it's actually just not genuine.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but yeah,
I get what, anyway, that's my second rotter.
My second rotter is actually people who have lived abroad for like a hot minute and come back and then have an accent.
Oh my God, I love
especially,
this so much.
Especially like a really bad accent.
Yes,
I got a message the other day from somebody, and they'd only been, living away for like, weeks, weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like the accent kept flicking in, and I was just like, oh my God. And that person, obviously as well, and I don't really know them, had told somebody else that we were really good friends.
Oh.
Yeah, we're really good friends. Me and Devane are really close friends. We're not close friends.
Uh-huh.
You know me.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know you.
Uh-huh.
That's the extent of our relationship.
Yeah.
And it's just like, again, a bit delusional. Do you know that kind of way? I'm just like, but the accent is like, where are you going? Like, talking like you're from like Islington in London. It's like,
my God.
And you're from Hoscra or whatever in Ireland. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what the hell is that? Like, it's just so bizarre.
Yeah.
Like, because it just makes me think that there's just, you're like, kind of an insipid character.
Yeah.
So the kind of way that there's just like, there's not much going on there. So you're trying to create this persona. And it's kind of like what we're saying, the last rotter. It's like, it's not authentic.
Not authentic, yeah.
And we do love a good authentic, like, it's, yeah, like, it's important.
Yeah.
And ironic that we're drag queens and we're talking about authenticity, but yeah, the gassiest thing about it is it's like that actually is a big part of us, and it's actually like there's something quite real about that, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, in the irony of it all.
Yeah.
So that's not wasted on me, mm-hmm, by the way. Some people are there, oh, they're irony. But yeah, so just to say, so yeah, that's what I think.
That was really good. Anyway, for listen, that's enough rotters for this week. We'll be continuing on over on our Patreon with Extra Little Things, our extra podcast, where we'll be discussing Davina's Taxi Man Neighbor. We'll be discussing the Irish dancing scandal. We'll be discussing pageantry, our own experiences with it, plus Davina's upcoming Divine Apprentice is returning. So I want to talk about competitiveness in general. That and a whole lot of more juicy bits. You can catch us over there.
And we'll be off to BravoCon tomorrow. So we will be keeping you all updated. So stay tuned to our stories over the weekend. And
Yeah. I'm going to be shoving a camera in your face all the time.
Can't wait. Until then, guys, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time.
Stay petty.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.